Let us review the questions asked on the second activity. First question, what is the customer asking us to do? This caller is asking us to tell the customer when their servicer will arrive. The second question asked, what important information should the agent handling this call notice from the order history? On this order, we should notice that it shows the servicer updated the order from pickup, saying the customer's TV mount wasn't available. The third question asked, is the servicer rolling on the job as scheduled? The servicer is not performing this job today. The fourth question asked, as though speaking to the customer, how would you explain the next steps to the caller? We should say something along the lines of, I'm sorry, but I see here that your TV mount wasn't available for pickup today. I'm sorry you were not informed sooner. However, if you speak to the store, they can tell you when the mount will be available, and you can call us back to reschedule with that information. The skills that we should take away from this exercise are to listen to what the caller is asking us to help them with. The caller may not always ask for exactly what they need. We should also learn to adjust the answers we provide the caller to incorporate any new information, especially from the order history. Finally, we should learn how to clearly explain the next steps to the caller without over-explaining or speaking negatively about the client, the servicer, NAL group, or the product.